What's up? It's your girl, Tori Clark, and you're listening to Girls Night. All right, y'all. It is Friday. Like I told you last Friday, from now on, I'm going to be doing my podcast every Friday. So make sure you come check me out and listen to my newest episodes. If you're not already following me on my Instagram is Tori Clark, TORYCLARKE. And you can also like my Facebook page, and it is Girls Night with Tori Clark. Girls Night with Tori Clark. All right, let's get straight to it. It's Friday. I hope everybody enjoyed their week. And I know if you guys are on social media, you guys are seeing this everywhere. So this is why I chose to talk about it. Let's talk about my homegirl, Cardi B. Cardi B, man. That, I don't know you personally, but I love you, girl. But I know this new, well, this old video is surfacing about her talking about how, you know, when she was a stripper, how she used to drug guys and rob them or whatever. I don't know the exact words in the video. And people are dragging her through the mud. And I feel bad for her because, like, right now she is at, like, the highlight of her career. She's doing it. She's throwing out them hits. She's throwing out them bangers. And she's just doing her thing. She's winning Grammys. My girl's doing it. But now that this thing has surfaced, everyone's looking at her like, okay, you came out and admitted this. And they're looking at her to be a horrible person. Now, granted, she did come on Instagram and she did post how, you know, her past is her past. Everybody has a past. Now, my whole thing and my topic is with this podcast is you got to be careful what you do because you don't know where you going to be at, what you going to be when that shit comes back and bites you in the ass. Because regardless of any situation or any situation that you're in, you should never take advantage of another person. Now, I'm not judging her on her past or what, you know, what she had to go through because I don't know her personally. I don't know the struggles that she went through or she felt like that was her only way to survive. And I feel sorry that anybody should feel that taking advantage of somebody else is a way to survive. You know, and now it's coming to bite her in the ass. You gotta be careful. Like, this day and age, social media will hold shit. Shit does not disappear because you know what? Now they invented phones where you can screen record and screenshot. You gotta be careful, ladies and gents, of what you put out there on the internet because, like I said, you never know where you gonna be at and who you gonna be 10 years, 15 years, or even 30 years from now. That shit will come back and bite you in the ass. An example, Cardi B. Now, granted, I see a lot of people saying, well, rappers talk about this, that, and the third, and killing people and doing this and blah, blah, blah. But when you hear it in music, and like one person I did see comment, because I be reading the comments. I'm nosy as hell. I be all through the comments, reading people's comments. Sometimes the videos don't even be that good. The comments be the best part of the video. But one person did state, like, you know, a lot of them rappers and people, they talking about some lives that they don't even live. It's just a persona. But you have Cardi B in a video really saying, like, I did this. I used to do this. And then I don't know if they're real people. A guy surfaced saying, you know, he took pictures with her. He went back to the hotel or whatever. And, you know, he woke up one thing. First of all, I did a little research. In other words, I asked my homegirls, and from what I hear, I didn't even know this. That's like strip girl culture or whatever. I don't know. They drug people and rob them. But you should, and then I don't want to sound like I'm on her side, but you should never put yourself in a situation where anybody can take advantage of you. First of all, you go into a hotel with somebody that you don't even fucking know. You leave and you drink down. And that's the number one rule of anything. When you out and you drinking, you having a good time, you don't leave your fucking cup down anywhere. And even if you do accidentally leave your cup down, you get you another damn cup and pour that shit yourself. Don't let nobody pour your drink or nothing because you leave an open opportunity for someone to take advantage of you. And like I said, what she did was wrong, but it isn't her past. And I do believe people change. Should she be dragged through the mud now? Unfortunately, the way that society is set up, she ain't gonna be able to ever live this down. Hopefully, eventually, you know, people can see that she changed, you know, but the way that social media is, you got those memes or memes or whatever out. You got the little videos, people talking about it. It's sad, but you know what? Like I said, you got to be careful what you do and what you say, because you never know when that shit is going to come back and bite you in the ass. So, lesson learned. I hope everyone's learning this lesson from Cardi B, because I know there's young girls out there and there's older women out there. Man, be careful what you do. Be careful what you send to people. Be careful what you record. Be careful how you looking out here in the public, because you don't know who's going to have their fucking phone out. And you don't know who's going to post it and who's saving it for a time to come back. And it's going to bite you in the ass. Okay? Well, this was just a short podcast to talk about my homegirl, Cardi B. Cardi B, keep your head up. Keep focused. Keep doing what you're doing. Because I love you. I'm sorry. I love her music. I love what she's doing. I mean, she's always keeping it real. And unfortunately, sometimes keeping it too real can put you in a bad situation. So I hope everyone has a good Friday, a safe weekend. I hope everyone's getting fly, getting they sexy on, getting ready to enjoy their weekend. Some people taking vacations, getting ready for the turn up. But like always, I hope y'all have a safe and amazing girls' night.